Okay.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
No, I was thinking the car. This thing in the
Let's
car.
Go. Yo. Nah. I can't. Bruh. We can't hear you, JB. We can't hear you. Make sure the microphone is on. Yeah, you on mute.
Can I mute this nigga?
We good? We good?
I hear you.
Yeah. We'll make it work. Go, we understand. We understand.
Oh, so was this, car, no, this nigga, let's talk about how this nigga wasn't even ready to get on. He was like, ah, fuck that. Kendrick over here beating a dead horse. Oh, Drake, come out on it.
Let's go, right? Right? Let's go. Let's talk about that. Let's start there.
Hold on now, nigga. What I said, yo, he annihilating this nigga, bro. He annihilating this nigga.
Yeah.
He had this nigga with the, oh my God. He is
nigga, you going to have to park, bro. You can't even drive.
I'm parking. Okay. I'm parking.
This nigga, like.
I'm home. I'm moving the car.
This nigga.
I had to get close to the crib to connect to the Wi-Fi, nigga.
I got you. I was like, we can't have no fucking car. I'm not ready to listen to see a car crash on fucking YouTube, nigga.
I'm good, nigga. I'm home, nigga. I did the drinking thing, nigga. We did that already. It's my national holiday. Y'all ain't see my post? Niggas was Muslim yesterday, but they Mexican today, nigga.
But they Mexican today.
Mexican today, nigga.
Shit, I was tempted. I was like, you know, I'm about to. I ain't had time because I didn't think we was going to go on, man. I was trying to figure out. I was like, yo, we need to go live. I had something. Like,
yeah, I got the... I'm ready for the Cinco. Get it in heavy. Let's go.
Come on. Ain't Cinco de Mayo, nigga. That's Cinco de Ocho, nigga. That's vodka.
So what? It don't matter.
It's drink. That's all that matter is drink.
Don't matter.
It's a Mexican holiday, nigga. You gotta drink.
I got the tequila in the room. I just don't want that
you
shit.
You gotta drink the tequila, nigga.
I ain't fucking with the tequila. I had tequila yesterday, actually.
What does Cinco de Mayo celebrate?
Getting drunk.
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Mexicans being able to drink in the USA.
Yo, come on, start the show up, nigga. Start the show up.
Yo, look.
And don't know what the hell they celebrating. They just know, it's drink specials.
We drink a day.
Let's go.
nigga, it was $3 shots all night.
Listen.
That's what I said. Niggas celebrating drink specials.
Let's get it. It means I get to get drunk today, nigga.
There you go.
Go to work in the morning, nigga. they don't celebrate Juneteenth.
No, it's over. I've already got 5 call-outs. It's over. Like tomorrow's about to be a wrap. All the Spanish motherfuckers I work with, it's a wrap.
He said, I already got 5 call-outs. He's crazy.
Got 5 call-outs. Like, it's over. I know. Like, already. All right, yo, let's get it.
Let's get it.
What it is. You know what it is. It's the I Do It For Hip Hop podcast. Man, it is Sunday night. It is Sunday night. We usually record on Tuesday, but you know, hip-hop is hip-hopping right now.
Yes.
It's moving.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Kendrick and Drake. So, like, yo.
Classic. Like, this is going down.
First and foremost, shout out to Metro Boomin for awakening the sleeping giant, nigga.
Yeah, and then he dropped that trash ass beat diss, nigga.
It don't matter. That shit was funny.
It don't matter.
It was funny.
Hilarity.
That shit wasn't funny, nigga.
It was not funny.
No, Drake, whatever. That shit was just, it was just corny, bro.
No, Drake, that shit was funny.
Whatever. Now, if Drake is smart,
he will hop on.
He's gonna poly that into a diss to Kendrick and Metro.
If I was Kendrick, literally, that's how I thought. When I heard that, I was like, Drake should come back. With this, grab it off of SoundCloud and do a BBL Drizzy and do a diss track. Now he should do that.
Metro
shit.
Giving that shit out for free, nigga. He just said, "Hey, y'all can take that."
Yeah,
Metro beat. What?
Anyway, but before we get started, man, let's just talk.
Hold on. One thing. Let me say this before, and then we can get started.
Yeah,
we started talking about producers, right? I got something for y'all. Just go ahead. We good.
All right. I just want to point out before we get started, man, that we try to do this shit. We've been trying to do this shit since fucking Friday. This nigga JB been Friday. Too fucking busy. This nigga been too busy doing
Cinco de Mayo. I was drunk. Yesterday was pre-Cinco, nigga.
Pre-Cinco? We pre-gated out drunk. Here? Come on, man. Yeah, nigga.
This nigga was drunk. Quattro, you know what I'm saying? We hit this nigga an hour ago, right? Hit this nigga, maybe no, about 2 hours ago, like it was like seven something. No, about 3 hours ago.
Like 8:30.
Now.
Nah, it was like 8:30.
No, I hit the group up like seven something. Yeah, you
gotta just. But he ain't talking about recording until like 7:30.
Yeah, mean, but it don't matter. I had to group up at like seven something. This nigga JB hit us back like an hour later, like, yo. It's my national holiday, bro. Like we, I'm out. I'm like, all right, bet we're gonna record on Tuesday, right? Because JB is the resident Drake fan, which is cool. Great is the resident Drake hater. You know what I'm saying? I try to play both sides. I respect both artists.
Pick a side, and you'll get shot in the back.
That's what I've been doing. Okay, that's what I've been doing. It's what it is. But now, right? But now that Drake dropped, JB's in the. You see this nigga? He's in the car. He's not even at blazed. Home. He couldn't even. Like,
oh, let's record right
he
now.
Couldn't even wait. He couldn't even wait. He was like, "Yo, Drake drop. I'm ready."
This nigga logged on, and all you see is him.
Yo.
How this nigga spit in the block?
Shout out to me and my nigga Act, nigga.
Oh my god! All right, come on, yo. Let's get this shit moving.
All right, yo. Let's get it going, man. It ain't even. Y'all know why y'all here. Y'all here to hear about.
We're here.
Kendrick and Drake.
Yes.
This is becoming an all time,
bro.
Who woke the dragon? Like, you do not wake the dragon. Kendrick Lamar. But Drake did. Drake did. Woke the dragon. Oh, no. Metro Boomin woke the dragon. On 322, Kendrick Lamar was featured on the Metro Boomin and Future album, a track called Like That, where the iconic line, nigga, fuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me, in reference to Drake and J. Cole. On 4-5, J. Cole put out a record, 7-Minute Drill, in response to Kendrick's Like That. On 4-7, Drake said, I'm sorry I put out 7-Minute Drill.
No, J. Cole said.
Huh?
You said Drake.
Oh, J. Cole said, I'm sorry I put out 7-Minute Drill. My bad. I'm in a better place than that.
Let's stop right there. Soft move for hip-hop, right? But in hindsight,
a career saver.
This nigga made the ultimate best decision of his life.
All right.
A week later, genius move.
Here's a question. Out of the three, right? Y'all and me included will never say Drake is the best rapper of all of them, right? I would say the best artist overall because of numbers don't lie, right? Kendrick might be the best lyricist, but just overall rapping, music, whatever you can name it, J. Cole is the best out of the big three.
J. Cole is the best rapper. Kendrick is the best creative. He puts the best package together to get to the people.
Okay.
I won't argue
cool.
that.
Cool. But I'm just talking about rapping, the sport of rap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when we talk LeBron and Kobe and Jordan, the sport of basketball. I'm talking the sport of rap. Yep. J. Cole is the best.
I can see that. He was
until he apologized and took.
No, that's an argument.
That's what I'm getting at. That's an argument. He dropped out.
Yeah.
And after I said this shit last week, I was like, yo, I'm lying, but I'm not. When I said. I ain't want to hear this nigga Kendrick. I mean, this nigga J. Cole out. I do want to hear it. I'm excited for it, but I'm upset. I'm an angry fan.
Mm-hmm.
As most hip hop
disgruntled, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we don't see that from greats, nigga. You nigga, as many people that don't like LeBron, as humble as he is, you'll never see him do no shit like that in the game of basketball.
Facts.
So I just feel like it's like, but I do want to hear what he has creatively, whatever, because he is the best out of them. I'm just upset because, nigga, he would have ended this shit. If he just done seven minute drill and then dropped something else, he would have ended it.
It would have ended before it started.
Before it started.
It would have ended before it started. But all right, so let's get back to the timeline. We're just trying to get you, I'm just trying to get you folk caught up on the timeline. Because like
once it hits ready.
This week, it's insane. J. Cole apologized for 7 minute drill. He said he's in a better space than that. He don't want to get involved in this petty squabbles. Basically, he deletes 7 minute drill off his Mike Delete This Later EP.
He said it. He let us know.
Yeah, he told. He was. It's gonna be gone. It's not the energy he wants to put out in the world. Cool. Okay. Looking back on it, cool. Okay. At the time, I was pissed. I was like, "What the fuck are you doing? You're a sucker." But anyway,
still mad. Fuck that. Stand on business.
Stand on business, J. Cole. But 4:19. So it was a minute. 4:19. Drake drops push-ups. It wasn't a heavy diss. But it was a nice, solid, a nice solid jab, lean to Kendrick Lamar's chin. Like he laid it on him. Pop, you good? You know what I mean? Like he hit him with it. It was just like, you good? All right. Then we heard nothing. We heard nothing from Kendrick. Oh no, matter of fact, no. It wasn't even that we heard nothing. Drake dropped a tailor-made freestyle where he fumbled the bag a little bit because he used that AI. And I think that's universally accepted now. He fumbled that bag a little bit. And he used that AI of Tupac and Snoop Dogg. But Drake's verse was another solid pow. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to hit you again. What you going to do? He called him out double time. Hit him with the double tap. Hit him with a back-to-back. And then Kendrick Lamar on 4:30 finally responded with euphoria and set the world ablaze. Like, this nigga's alarm clock went off and he said, okay, it's go time. And then on 5:03, mind you, for those who don't know, one, what are you even doing here? We appreciate the fact that you're here, but what are you doing here? If you don't know, Kendrick Lamar don't drop music like that. Like that verse on average is the last thing we'll hear from Kendrick for like the next 4 years. On average, that would be it. Like Kendrick could give you that like that verse and then disappear off the face of the earth. But on 4:30, we got Euphoria. A solid diss record.
Solid diss record.
I'd say a little more than a jab. My man threw a cross. Ah! At Kendrick, at J. Cole, because you know, or not J. Cole. Damn, I'm fucking all these names.
He threw it at J. Cole too, nigga.
Oh, he
pressed the nigga while he was down.
Yeah, J. Cole caught a stray, but J. Cole asked for it when he apologized. He said, "Say what you want to say. I'm gonna take it on the chin." Pause. And that was that. But he slipped the jab at J. Cole. He gave him a little something just because he was like, "All right, I respect the fact that you bowed out." But he caught Drake with a nice cross. Bow, like, "All right, Drake, let's go." Because I'm hitting. You hit me twice. Now I'm hitting you again. And then the very next day, we got 6:16 in LA, which was just, that's when the shit started shaking. Like the earth moved. You felt the earth, not even moved. That was the moment the earth stood still. Like Kendrick gave us two tracks 2 days in a row. Like he went back to back, literally back to back. He went Friday, Saturday, like boom, boom. That's back to back. And then on what was it? It was like 11:30 at night. Some crazy hours. Drake drops Family Matters. 5:03. Mind you, this is crazy. The second record to drop on 5:03. Family Matters. Bananas diss record. It's like, okay. They going at it. That was Friday night. They going at it. It's ready to go. Boom. He drops Family Matters, starts putting a lot of business in these streets. Mind you, on either side, we still have not seen receipts. We need receipts, Kendrick. We need receipts, Drake. And then, Nick, literally like 20 minutes later, the math is mathing. Like 20 minutes later, Kendrick Lamar drops his response to, oh, my, no, my fat, no. First, Drake put out parody on IG only.
I didn't see that one. I heard about it, but I didn't see it. I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Skip, you can skip it. It wasn't crazy. You can skip that. So Family Matters comes
out. I don't want that. I don't want that right now. I want music.
Yeah. And then Kendrick Lamar dropped a second diss record in a day. The whole enchilada with Meet the Grams. Now, there's something unique. The fact that he put his record out maybe 15, 20 minutes after Drake's Family Matters. And Kendrick mentioned a lot of the shit that was in Drake's Family Matters. How the hell can you...
Because he knew, he heard the record. He knew what was that. Like, whoever is telling Kendrick
how did Kendrick get that shit? That's a point. That's a point for Kendrick.
That's a big point. Listen, you guys ever cheat on a text and get 100%?
Yeah.
Or you ever see somebody cheat on a text and get 100%?
Yeah.
No. You're supposed to get an 88. You're never supposed to get 100%. You're guilty.
How's that now?
Now listen.
Sounds like Swiss Beats trying to, your poor son. What does it sound like right now?
Because I got receipts. Now continue with your timeline.
Go ahead.
All right. I bet. So Meet the Parents comes out.
Meet the Grams.
Meet the Grams comes out. Phenomenally. Like, that is genius for
that's a nuclear bomb right there. That's a nuclear bomb.
Drop a diss record. Not even talking to the nigga that he's dissing. How you talk to this nigga's entire family?
He talked to him at the end.
Oh, at the end, yeah. But like, you talked to this. He started the record off, "Hey Adonis, you know how Drake feels about Adonis. You know how Drake feels about Adonis. You know how Drake feels about Adonis." And then for all this to go down, it's beautiful, it's great. And then on 5/4, what's that? Yesterday?
We get like that.
I don't even know what day it is now. Not Like Us. Kendrick Lamar decided, okay, I'm going to take it to the next level. And I'm going to give you a classic Bompton gangster club record. Where now, this was what we call that. This record, Meet the Parents. Meet the Grams, whatever. Meet the Grams was what you know, you had was Hiroshima.
Yeah.
You know, the bomb they dropped on Hiroshima. Boom. And then Not Like Us. Little Boy that they dropped on Nagasaki. Yeah. Wow. That was just like the finisher. It's like, okay, you down. And now I'm gonna boot you right across your jaw while you down on all fours. Crazy. I thought it was over.
I ain't gonna hold you. That record, if he dropped that first, that would have been crazy.
It would have been over. Drake,
but you gotta drop that last because that's a party record, nigga. Like, think about it. Kendrick ain't like, literally, I was out with one of my homeboys last night. We went to this restaurant, really nice.
Had the baklava.
No,
that
so I had to.
I look spiffy.
I had tequila.
De Quattro.
He told me about this drink they had there, and it had a mezcal in it. It was crazy, crazy good. Anyway, but my guy, he's not really into lyrics like that. He's like, yo, the reason why he don't really rock with Kendrick that much is because he don't make the beats. And he'll make the party songs. That's
he
why
wants shit he likes to turn
Drake.
Up to.
That's why he likes Drake. And that's what he said. He kept it funky. He was like, I'm not looking for the lyrics. I just want to have fun. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking for the lyrics. So like, we're like total opposites when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? And like, when he said that, we're at dinner. I'm going to say 15 minutes later, Not Like Us drop. Right. And I didn't hear it until I got in the car. Right. Until we left. And I was like, oh, this thing gonna put out a party record? Like, mind what you, the hell?
And the worst part about Not Like Us. Not Worse Isn't is a bad record. The worst, the part that's gonna hurt Drake the most, it's a party record, but it has that chant that's gonna stick. OV Ho, that's just gonna stick.
That's gonna stick.
And that's gonna hurt. If he when Drake goes on tour on the West Coast and he's trying to do his thing, and all of a sudden that crowd starts screaming, OV Ho. OV Ho, it's gonna be a rap. Like that's gonna stick, bro.
That he had that Kendrick had to match the size seven men's.
Mind you, man, he said when did Drake said that on Push Ups, and then it got discredited immediately. That Kendrick's sneaker plug came out and said, yeah, he wears a 9.5. Done. That killed that whole scene. Drake had it there. But that killed that scene when Kendrick sneaker plug said, the nigga wears a 9.5. What are you talking about? The most, literally the average shoe size around the world is a 9.5, 10.
Like he just
discredited completely.
He just said a joke. He just said a short joke.
Yeah, it's just joke. Drake has been big on the short jokes on this entire
thing. That's like when niggas say we look like Ninja Turtles because we bald.
I'm
offended. Hold on.
Oh, God, keep going. You still missing one in the timeline.
Oh, yeah. And now we had to jump on it. Yeah. We've been trying. JB done left his Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Yes, because he feels empowered.
He feels empowered, rightfully so, because Drake was. When I tell you Not Like Us, I said, okay, Drake, the referee is counting. 1, 2. Drake, at the count of 9, holds out his gloves and said, I'm good. I'm good. They go to square up. Drake goes,
And real talk, I'm happy that he dropped this, man. I'm going to keep it funky. I'm happy that he dropped it because, like, talking about, I talk about this with my family, but talking about it with y'all is a different ball game. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are fans, y'all listen to music, blah, 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 right? And y'all got a lot of experience and, like, you know, y'all done heard a bunch of rap battles and things like that. So it works out really well. And I really wasn't looking forward to hopping on this on Tuesday with JB. Because I was like, man, JB going to be mad at us, man, the whole fucking time.
He's going to be all salty. Drake don't
drop. I was like, this nigga Drake don't drop. He's going to be mad the whole fucking time. I was like, I need JB to have some energy. I need Drake to drop so JB to have some energy. Because I was like, because you know why I say that, JB? I'm going to keep it funky. The reason why I say that is because last week, nigga, you got mad at niggas. I don't care what you say, nigga. I'm mad at niggas.
Y'all get on my nerves, nigga.
Yo, JB was saltier than Lowry's last week.
Yeah, and I was like, dang, we got to get some balance in this shit. Because this nigga, JB's not happy.
It was terribly one-sided. The Heart Part 6. The only thing I don't...
Let's go from the Heart Part 6. That's the most recent thing. Let's talk about that first and go backwards.
Okay. Heart Part 6. I like that Drake put questionability on the information that Kendrick has access to.
Mm-hmm.
I told you. I told you this is gonna come back up.
Oh,
answered the question.
Yeah,
that nigga got an A+.
I get you. He was smart. He knew how to spin that. Oh, I fed you that. We fed you that information. You not fact checking, my guy. But of course, until we get receipt, that's why I said I need receipts on both ends.
Yep.
Drake gave an E receipt, nigga. That might be spam.
Spam.
But it's a receipt nonetheless. Nigga, throw a receipt out there. You bought this, but I'm gonna give you this.
But the thing that Drake fucked to me, the thing that Drake fucked up on in the Heart Part 6, right? Where he fucked up. Like he had it. He had the lane. And he fucked up. And I'm gonna tell you. Okay.
Oh shit.
He said, right? He did all this. Oh, I fed you the information. All right, cool. We could speculate on that. He said
it's his wordage.
No, it's not. He said, how can I be a child molester when I'm this famous? And I'm like, Nigga.
Yeah.
Do you not?
Like, nigga, do you not know Jeffrey Epstein? What? Do you not watch the news to know what's going on with Diddy?
What is going on? The first thing? That's the problem.
That was the most tone-deaf thing.
Does he not? Does he not?
Like, in rap. That was the most tone-deaf thing.
Are you honestly?
That you're disconnected?
No, it's not that he's that rich, because he didn't say rich. He said famous. There's a difference between being rich and being famous. Jeffrey Epstein is rich.
Whatever.
But he's not as famous.
But that's why I brought up Diddy. Diddy.
Is he that famous when he's disconnected?
Diddy is as rich as he is famous, but you think about it like this. If Diddy's 50-50, Jeffrey Epstein's 80-20 rich, right? Mm-hmm. But Drake is 80-20 famous.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says that, he's more famous than Diddy, but less rich than Epstein.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So the line, when you bring Diddy into it, it kind of makes it make sense. Like, oh, that's what he was talking about. But when I heard that,
That was a bad bar.
If you said it and explained it, like if you went into that, I'm this and this and more this and this, then we like, all right. You know what I mean? I get it. You explained that line you have to explain after you said it.
Yeah. That line kind of took back some of the stuff that he said to me. Okay.
It took some of the graces. It kind of went,
it took some of it off. Because literally, I was like, here, I was sitting there like, oh shit, right now. This nigga feminine information. And he was like, well, but if I did all that, I wouldn't be. I was like, oh, nigga, you ain't been paying attention to all the niggas.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you out of tune, nigga. Like,
but,
this is.
But no, yeah, but he said, what he said he fed him was the daughter shit. He never said he fed him the child.
No, that's not my point. My point is, when he was referring to that line,
he was talking about
the daughter.
When Kendrick Lamar said the line about the child molesting, I'm too famous.
Yeah.
He was referring to when Kendrick was like, the house is getting raided next because Diddy house got raided.
Yes.
So that's what he was saying. Like, so that he never said that he fed him the daughter shit, which is why when I heard that line, I'm like, nigga, you never explained it because you just never said you fed him that.
So you took it in that way. I took it in a way where you're just saying anything, right? Your writers or you aren't picking up all the pieces, right? He did the same thing in Family Matters. Like, you're not a colonizer. You try not to be a colonizer like Kendrick say. But you're like, why are you rapping to free the slaves? That's a bad bar.
It's a tone deaf bar, bro.
Listen.
That's a bad bar. I can get
why you say that, but that shit was funny.
Tone deaf is tone deaf. When you're being accused of what you're being accused of, that has to go off the table. It gotta be locked in, and
those two bars to me show that he ain't locked in on the fact that Kendrick is accusing him of being a colonizer, that he's not locked in on that, and then Kendrick did the whole, you know, you're not black enough, you can't say nigga, and then he said free the slaves line, and then Kendrick accused him of having an 11-year-old daughter. He said, I fed you that information, but then in the next bar or two he says something else that's really, really strange, like, hey, you think I'd have been as famous as I am and as powerful as I am and as rich as I am and not have gotten caught? I'm like, nigga, you ain't like, all of these niggas have been rich, famous, and powerful. What are you talking about?
Diddy's got decades in. Drake, you ain't got enough decades in yet. Yes. Your time will come.
Diddy got decades in, but Diddy has never been the most famous person in the world. Drake has. That's what I'm saying. It's a different. Well, yeah, but it, like I ain't gonna the word, say, it was a,
but see,
was
hold on, you have to hold on, pause, because you got to stop there. Diddy don't got to be the most famous person in the world. At one point, Diddy was the most famous person in the most famous city in the world. That's all that meant. All eyes was on Bad Boy, New York City, Bad Boy. All eyes on Diddy. Diddy at one point was the most famous person in the world.
Look, let's get off of Diddy though, because literally this shit ain't about Diddy. It's really
this ain't about
Drake.
Diddy.
This is really about Drake saying a bad line.
And this is about Drake and Kendrick.
To me, I literally, JB, I'm gonna tell you, I was into that track. I was like, oh shit, I'm into this track, right? And then he said that bar, and I was like, why would you say that? Like, in real time, I was like, it was all the excitement was gone.
But out of 36, 34 bars, one bad bar, cool. Whatever.
You know what?
It's a sliding scale. That's a big bad bar.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. That's cool. But this is still a power shot, nigga.
It is.
Oh hell yeah! I still say he went from being on the ropes to
fighting back.
He really throwing blows now.
I do think that this is more, this is fighting back, but it's more backpedaling than anything. This is more defending himself. Not a diss record. This is like
he went on the offensive with the information.
He went on the offensive with the Heart Part 6.
That's a receipt.
He talked about Miles, Mr. Morales and the Big Set. Kendrick talked about being molested, and he went in on that, talking about some. Oh, that's why you're so sensitive.
That's why
the pedophile shit because you were a victim. He spun that, but after that bar he did spin that heavy.
He spun it, but he didn't explain. Yeah. I would have liked the explanation with the spin.
But if Drake is like, hey, the reason why you're so sensitive about this is because you've had problems with it. Well, yeah, nigga, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but if you got a problem with something, you're not going to accuse somebody of saying the problem you had.
If something has happened to me, I can see it a mile away. Just like, so we all black, right? We all black. It don't matter what a racist do. They can check all the boxes. They can say, oh, I didn't say it like that. They can say, oh, I didn't mean it. When they walk in the fucking room, you know, without them saying a damn thing.
The vibe changes.
You can see them. You can see them when they walk in the room. They don't even got to say shit. They don't got to say hi. They don't got to shake your hand. They don't got to do nothing. You can see their ass because you got the experience. You know what it looks like.
You know they was there on January 6th.
You know it. Like literally, I've seen people and they walked in the room. They said hi to me. I'm like, I pointed you out. And literally.
He said nigger.
Yep. Yeah. And literally.
R-E-R.
Down the line, I'm like, yep. Like it shows itself because they cannot hide forever.
Can't hide forever.
Like, they think they can hide. They think they can hide. But from people like us that's been through a lot of situations, that's seen a lot of shit, they can't hide. And if Kendrick has had that situation happen to him, he can see that shit from a mile.
He can see the behavior. He can see what it looked like.
Yep.
He sees the signs.
He can see it.
Like texting 11-year-old Millie Bobby Brown saying, hey, we should hang out. We ain't gonna talk
about that. Literally, if Drake is doing that, right, and you have had if you had a cousin or your mom or you know whoever had that same situation and some old dudes just texted her while she was young or called her or whatever, don't matter, right? Try to get at her, right? And you seen somebody else do it, you're gonna be like, hey, that's my mom. My mom went through that shit. You got shit gonna trigger the fuck out of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Even if it's not the same exact situation, it's too similar.
Word. Oh.
So I think that's another bad bar. That's a bad situation. Like, it doesn't, it's like, why would you, like, it just shows how out of
off that.
Yeah, it's out of touch. It just shows out of touch. And he's done it a couple times during this rap battle that he kind of he does a good job at doing some things. Like, cause he started off this shit really great. Family Matters, like, was great. Like, the only thing let's talk about the other shit. Family Matters was great. I really liked Family Matters, right?
Word.
The first verse was great. I hated the slave line because I thought I was like to me that skewed out of touch. I was like,
that's tone deaf. Yeah.
Why are you getting getting at him for making people think that that's weird, right? Second thing is that middle verse, he spent way too much time with other niggas, bro. Like, I wish he wouldn't have done that.
But he has to.
I know.
Everybody got something to say.
But that could be another song, nigga. Like, you could drop them both at the same time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Three different beats.
This one for Ross.
Boom, boom, boom.
This one for Ross and everybody else. But Kendrick, I got something special for you. You know what I'm saying?
But I think he did that in the last verse. Yeah. I think the first one was just like general. Like, yeah. I'm gonna get this out. This is what it is. This is the second part to this. So yes. You gonna catch this. The second verse was everybody's getting this smoke.
But you could lose if you're waiting for Kendrick. You can lose interest in that second verse because he spent too long on it, I think.
Because Ross keep going.
So yeah, he do.
That was
he
majority
do.
For Ross.
He do.
And then he threw some shit in there for Future, but then he went
ASAP Rocky
Ross.
Too. ASAP Rocky yeah, too. He got an ASAP Rocky in there too.
Them Rihanna, yo, that bro, that what he say about you gotta have another kid to be relevant.
Yes.
Yeah, that was, what?
That was a line. Rihanna's baby mama was gonna be mad about that.
He was in Miami personal note on the microphone. He was in a club, man. When you get to the club and get mad, then you lost, nigga.
Speaking of the club, this nigga Drake went out on Friday. He posted Family Matters. Got his keys, turned the car on. His boy was like, "Hey, this nigga Kendrick dropped." This nigga went right back in the fucking house, nigga. This nigga did not go out. This nigga been in the studio since Friday.
What am I doing?
Yeah, so that's the whole thing. The thing with this whole rap battle with Drake, he's been coming with some fire stuff. He's been coming with some solid stuff where it's like, oh, he's actually fighting back. This is good, right? But then in his fight back, he says a weird bar, and he'd be like, well, why'd you say that?
I think it's more Kendrick just on his nigga neck. Annihilating his name.
Kendrick is on his neck, but if Drake can delete these questionable bars, like, and I'm not, and I can't be the only one that's like, why would you care about this nigga rapping about freeing the slaves? Why would you care about this nigga opening up people's
minds? Niggas did have this shit. They was like, so what are you talking about? Like,
yeah. The pedophile shit too. Like, why would you say those bars and think that there was not another, like, they everybody was going to gloss over that shit. Like, oh, yeah, there's a bar. No, they be going to dig into that shit. They get like, what the fuck have we been doing the whole time? You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I think those are some really missteps by Drake. Like big missteps. All right, let's get into this Metro shit. Let's figure this shit out real quick.
So, the Metro shit. Hold on. Let's get into this mustard shit.
Oh, okay. Go.
Yeah, because you guys.
Let's go.
I know you guys. You don't like mustard. You don't like DJ Mustard.
No.
Terrible.
No, I don't care for mustard.
You don't care for him. So you don't like this record.
So I'm gonna tell you. Here's what it's
because y'all don't like mustard.
No, JB, you ain't lying. I am not a big mustard fan. I'm not a big DJ Mustard fan. If I hear that mustard on the beat, I'm like, what the hell, right? I ain't gonna lie to you, right? But the reason why I like this one, right? I'm gonna tell you the reason why. First of all, it's in the context of a rap battle, right? That's why I like it. Second of all, Kendrick has been putting out really somber, really introspective type shit, and this one was just entirely different, right? Yeah. Now the last
that's
part,
why it's hard, nigga.
Yeah, the last part is the most is the craziest part to me, right?
O-V-O?
No, that ain't got shit to do with it. Ain't got it's no lyrics. This is a diss record for Drake for Kendrick's friends, right? Like you can't hear like literally what Kendrick did sonically, just the sound of it. You ain't ever heard that shit because you're in fucking New Jersey. I ain't never heard that shit because I'm in fucking Atlanta. You can only hear that sound, right? Like you gotta be a deep corrupt fan to hear that sound, right? You ain't heard that sound on Nipsey Hussle because he comes to Atlanta, right? Bro, that sound don't make it out of Compton, bro. That sound, that sound is so like when I heard it, I was like, I ain't never even heard this nigga sound like this. I've never heard and the thing about it is, I've heard Kendrick sound really West Coast. Especially on To Pimp a Butterfly. The first track, At First I Did Love You with Thundercat. I was like, that's super West Coast, super funky. But what he did on They Not Like Us, I was like, this is something super local.
He went YG.
Yes.
That's a great example. Great example.
But we still don't know what side YG on.
It don't matter. He West Coast.
It do matter because he West Coast, but he never picked a side. Him and Drake like this.
Is YG cool with Snoop?
Is YG
cool with DJ Mustard?
YG and
guess Mustard, what side he on?
Yeah. YG and Mustard cool. But
he West Coast.
Yeah.
He was
West Coast 100%.
But you gotta say it. You have to
honestly,
say it.
Honestly, some folk I don't think you have to say it.
21 gotta say it.
If 21 gotta say it,
Mustard gotta say it. Because Mustard and Drake, bro, I'm trying to tell you.
But the reason why cats like YG don't gotta say it is just because I look at it like it's just like me, JB, me and you, best friends. We cool. We ride. We cool. I got beef with Book. A matter of fact, JB, me and you ain't best friends. Me and you brothers, right? I got beef with Book, but y'all, I thought y'all was cool. You don't have to pick sides. I automatically assume because you're my brother. It's family.
Yeah.
It's us against them automatically. There's no question. YG is West Coast. Right now it's West Coast versus Canada. That's it. There is no discussion.
Yeah, I think that just to reiterate my point, man. Like, if he would have put out just a regular club banger, then it wouldn't hit as hard. But he put it out in the style of a literally local mixtape artist that's from Compton. And then this at the end of it, he made a fucking dance track out of it. Like, here's your moves. Here's your dance steps. Now do them. And it's, bro, that's nuts, bro.
Niggas gonna be doing nuts. The bumped and slide on Tuesday.
That's like, nuts. Like literally, and it's crazy because like, it's been played at cookouts today. It's been played in a club last night.
Yeah,
because because that's the type of vibe it is, bro. Like you can't.
Kendrick made a. Kendrick did what Drake did against Meek Mill. Kendrick made a hit record.
He made a hit record.
Yeah, niggas did say he got to make a hit record to win this shit. Niggas said
and
that.
Kendrick made it a hit record. And I'm going to be honest, he made a hit record and thought that was going to be the knockout. And
he
ended up.
He did.
Because everybody thought, oh, that's it.
That's it.
Drake talking to Academic too much now. It's got to be over.
I did think that when Metro put that song out, I did think that Drake was going to put his hat in the ring and put the best verse out basically to that beat. Cause I was like, he gotta come with something crazy.
Yeah, Metro handed him the win if he would have played that right. You gotta spin that beat. Oh, Boog drinking on some baller shit over there. What's that neck? That ain't even a wine glass, nigga. That's a goblet. What kind of Game of Thrones shit you sipping out of?
This is
That nigga got the cup you sit by the tub and pour ice.
No, actually, actually, this is a glass. So for Game of Thrones shit, right? So we had a Game of Thrones. So when Game of Thrones was popping, we used to go, me and my friends here in Atlanta. Everybody had a Sunday, right? And we used to go, and when Game of Thrones was hot, we used to go to everybody's house. Each person's house every Sunday. It's a different house. And that house would cook dinner and we watch Game of Thrones, right? That was Sundays for a minute, right? It was great. We had the finale, basically. My house.
That's a lot of pressure.
We had the finale. So we had the whole little shit. We had the big ass chicken drumettes.
Chicken legs.
Right? We had chicken legs, turkey leg. We had turkey legs. We had these goblets right here. This is the last goblet from that day, right?
Wow.
Yep. We had these. We had the
medieval time legs.
You see what you drinking out of? Great. We had a bunch of shits just like that. That we kind of pour
that's
beer
the,
in.
That's the mead mug. Hell yep. Yeah.
I had all sorts of craft beer. I had like jugs of beer and everything. Like,
dope.
Like we had a good ass time watching the finale. Yeah. But this is the last
long story short, that is your baller ass goblet Game of Thrones set.
Like I said, it is. It is that.
No, great. No, it's not. He calls it a challenge.
Oh wow, yeah.
He thought I didn't hear that. He said this is the last challenge.
No, regular niggas drink out of goblets. This nigga drinks out of a chalice.
JB, you got it, nigga. You got it, JB. I ain't mad at you. All right, man. All right, so we talked about for the record, this shit ain't over because Drake is fighting back. Now, if this shit's over, if Kendrick stopped putting out shit and Drake stopped putting out shit, then it is what it is. It's an argument. Whoa. At this point. It's literally an argument. Like for me, I'm gonna say Kendrick, right? For somebody else, they'll say Drake, and somebody else they'll push. This is truly an argument because there's no receipts, right? There's rumors that there's an 11-year-old child. There's rumors
there's
that
a lot
Drake
of he said she
that,
said
that Drake fed him the information. There is all the imagery that Kendrick showed. Drake supposedly had fed him that, right? I kind of believe that. I kind of don't. There's the
Drake side.
There's the Kendrick's wife thing where somebody from Drake's camp have been scouring her Instagram, looking at how she looks and how sad her captions are and shit like that. Somebody's been reading her captions,
who's,
nigga.
Yo, my thing
who's
is
doing that.
Who's on payroll like this? Somebody's on payroll, literally. Like,
yes.
Guess what? Make
it's
it
literally some.
Making more money than we all make a year combined.
No, true that's story. True. Somebody's scroll, on payroll, scroll her Instagram looking for keywords and shit.
For $600,000, nigga. You find it, it's yours. Nigga.
Yes.
What? It's yours.
Yes. So, like, shit like
that's
that.
Funny to me.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we got a lot of stuff like that, which kind of needs to be cleared up. We got the whole Kendrick hitting this woman type thing. That's a serious allegation. That's,
yo, I'm like, looking for the Ray Rice videos, nigga.
Literally.
Yeah, that needs receipts.
Drake putting that out, I hope, literally, there's a Breakfast Club interview where Kendrick has been accused of this years ago, and he said, no, this is not true. Shot it all down. Nobody's talked about it since, right? Later on, on Mr. Morale, he had a song that was really, really crazy. I don't know the name of the song because I don't listen to it.
That was my shit. That was the song you hate. You skip over it every time.
I skip over it every time.
Fuck you, I hate you, yes. Nigga. Yeah, bro.
And literally, I hope. Literally, when I heard Drake say those allegations, I immediately went. That was the second thing. The first thing I went back to was the allegations from a while ago, and I was like, okay, cool, them shits have been shot down, right? And no evidence has came up from that. The second thing I went to, I was like, I hope this nigga Drake ain't looking at that fucking video. I hope this nigga ain't looking at that fucking video and pulling from that.
But is that a moral receipt? No pun intended.
It could be. This nigga made up a new fucking phrase. This nigga said a moral receipt
in the spirit of receipts. Does that count? Wait, what?
I'm just saying, it makes sense.
How you be in court and they be like the spirit of the law in the spirit of the receipts.
If you're talking about the spirit of receipts, you gotta go full Baptist preacher on niggas. You know what I'm saying? In the spirit of the receipt.
Yes.
This shit good, man. I'm telling you, this is amazing. This is going to go down in history. And I don't know if we said it before. I don't know when we said it. But I think that we said it when Euphoria came out. That this is going to go down in history.
Yes,
as one of the greatest.
I said that shit. When Like That came out, and then I was proven right when J. Cole dropped, and then I was disappointed when J. Cole flopped.
Yeah, we thought it. We thought that undid everything. Like, J. Prince got involved.
I did.
Now, so far, I think this is shaping up to be probably the most exciting summer for drops since Kanye West and Good Music's Good Fridays. But now it's not Good Friday. It's good any day to fucking like, these niggas will drop at 10:21 on a Tuesday.
Nigga, I've been refreshing my YouTube ever since we started this fucking thing.
Yeah. I thought I was the only. You see me constantly looking over, right? nothing. Kendrick, no.
Yep.
No. Back to back. No.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the response because you can't let this breathe. This is,
bro. Social media is saying that he sounds defeated, bro. Social media, overwhelmingly, even the Drake fans on my timeline are like, he sounds defeated. This ain't it. And I'm not even a Drake fan. I respect Drake, and the reason why I respect Drake is because of Back to Back. I will never ever underestimate Drake because of what he did on Back to Back. Right?
I don't think he sounded defeated though, bro.
But I don't think he sounded defeated either. He just went somber. Kendrick went somber before too. So I don't really listen to that shit.
He
just changed his tone. I think the only though, like I said before on the show, the only place he fucked up is when he started getting tone deaf. If he stay out of that tone deaf area, he sounds better. But he went tone. He did some shit like, oh, I fed you that information, but now I'm tone deaf. Like, damn, nigga.
why you do that? He fed you that. Oh, man.
You almost had it.
Like, damn, why you do that?
It's like, yeah, at least separate the bars a little bit because you was on a roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is truly, truly, truly an amazing rap battle. And the best thing about it, I still feel, even though after listening to, Meet the Grams, I did say that at this point, Drake going to have to shoot Kendrick the fair one. Like, they just got to see.
Oh, no. No, Drake got to put hands and feet on this nigga.
Yeah. Like, he said, hey, Adonis, I'm sorry your dad is.
He got to put hands and feet on this nigga, bro.
Yeah. He started off the record, hey, Adonis. You know how Drake feel about Adonis. Like, he's.
But literally what Drake did tonight was good. You know why? Because he made it an argument. Literally tonight, regardless of what I feel about it, he made it an argument. He made it like, hey, like you can argue this. If he didn't put shit out,
Not Like Us.
Yeah, but once he put this out, I said, all right, cool. Now it can be an argument, I think.
But you know who he can't argue about?
What?
Kanye because I'm so glad all his shit is irrelevant in this whole thing.
Thank God Kanye didn't get it.
I ain't even gonna lie. Yes, I have to agree. I sadly have to agree.
You know what? He didn't even address Kanye, man. And that's
it's not worth addressing.
It's a W, but yo, that's crazy. Yo, the best response is no response. I always say that, nigga. Especially when it comes to people that like say something to you or do something to you and you just don't care and you don't say anything about it because it don't affect you, that like it's just a W automatic.
Yeah.
Word. But, all right, man. So is this a wrap?
Are we got one more thing.
Yeah, do
one more thing. Go ahead.
You think you the shit? You're not even a part.
Why you get this nigga time? Why did you give this nigga time?
Look. Do we got any favorite moments so far? Favorite moments so far?
Shut your whole ass up and play some drugs, nigga.
He did it too.
He did it.
You know what's crazy?
He didn't say nothing on the record and he played some drums.
JB, I ended up calling Boog on this. JB, do you know why that bar is so prevalent? Why did Drake send a drum line to the club?
For the drums, right?
Metro Boomin was an extra on Nick Cannon's drum line before he was famous.
Was he the Nick Cannon nigga? That's not him.
No, that's not. He was one of the motherfuckers that was auditioning to be on in the bit. I said, yo.
Oh,
tell me that line ain't even better now.
That's a good line. That's all of the memes after, especially the Motown one. The Motown
The Magic City when he sent them to the strip club.
No, it don't matter. All of that shit pales in comparison to the old to Clarence Thomas or Clarence Johnson singing Motown. You know what I'm saying? to that, like the nigga Cecil, the nigga Willie Earl, fucking singing Motown to that. That shit is the funniest thing I've heard in this entire battle.
Now, I got another one. When that nigga Drake said, "What we do for bitches, he do for niggas." Talking about Future. And he said, let's take it wicked, wicked, wicked. First of all, that's his song.
Second of all,
he's referring to the I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch line he said on that song they got together.
So that's another interesting thing you brought up, JB. Future, Drake even said it on Family Matters. We ain't even been through it. What the hell is going on?
All of this for a female.
I want to know that. I do want to know that.
It got to be a girl. Because, think about it like this. Anytime you beefing with somebody, you be like, yo, what the fuck is you beefing about? Yo, you know if it's money. You know if it's disrespect. Because you remember those things. The one thing you don't remember is if you beefing over a bitch.
If it's a woman, JB, I'm going to tell you right now, bro. If it's a woman, everybody got to take all the shit back they say about Russell Wilson. They gotta take it back.
Russell Wilson.
And put it on Future. They gotta take it back and put it on Future. If this is all about a woman, they gotta take it back and put it on Future, because Future has been the I'm gonna get whatever, I'm gonna get whoever I want, right? Yep. Whenever I want, right? And if he's still salty about Ciara, right? Then you gotta look at him with different eyes, bro.
What if Drake fucked Ciara?
It is what to me, if he did, it is what it is because of that lifestyle. If you live that lifestyle of, hey, we can fuck anybody, we can pass these hoes around, right? If you live that lifestyle, nigga,
those are literally your lyrics, matter? Nigga.
Yeah.
Those are literally your lyrics.
Yes.
He said I bag a bitch and pass it to the bridge.
Yeah. So if that's what it is, then you gotta live by that.
You gotta live by the code that you said.
Or it's just some BS. And if you can't live by that, then you gotta give Russell Wilson his props, okay?
But I ain't gonna hold you. I had this conversation all the time. I tell motherfuckers, if you If you get my chick, you can have it. I won't fight traffic for it. She's yours.
Yeah.
Because she was never mine. Right?
She was never yours. Yeah. If you can get her, you can have her because she's not mine to begin with.
She's not mine to begin with. But if you my mans, then it's certain situations that come into play where.
Well, you shouldn't even be. You shouldn't even be that certain, close.
A certain female is just not
off limits. Off limits. Off limits.
I mean, like me and mom been together for like 8 years, nigga.
Yeah.
Everybody know, nigga. No. But if it's a bitch, I was fucking for like 3-4 months. Man, I'll let you walk in the room after I leave, nigga. I don't care. You feel me? So you, it's different. It's different code. They got kids together.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you my man, you can't, boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's just, I don't know, man. The whole thing, if it's over a girl, it's real tender. It's real tender. I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm going to tell you right now. If Future is mad at Drake over a girl, I don't like it. Because it goes against all
everything,
of this.
Everything.
It goes against everything. Like, it goes against all of this shit. It goes against him fucking with Russell Wilson the entire time. It goes against all of the shit he's did to Russell Wilson the entire time.
For like 10 years.
Maybe. Yes. It goes against all of that shit. If he's mad about a woman.
I really liked Not Like Us?
Mm-hmm.
The overhead shot of Drake's crib from the sex offender.
That's an extra layer to the shit to me. Cause, so I'm a technology nigga, right? I'm a computer programmer, and all this shit's open source. So means anybody can edit it. Wikipedia niggas.
That's why they said Kendrick owned the house.
Wait a minute, niggas done changed Drake's number of kids on Wikipedia to 2, right?
Yeah.
Right, because you can edit it, right?
But not so, the sex offender registry isn't open source.
No. Niggas done tagged Drake's house as Kendrick's house.
Oh yeah,
on Google Maps. That means that Drake's people have to go through Google and re-tag
and undo
it. That's bananas to me that they gotta undo some wild and think about it is these are
goofy shit.
And think about it is the people that are doing this shit, they aren't Kendrick fans. They're just trolls.
They're just motherfuckers doing stuff.
They're just trolls. They're just internet people that's doing shit. They're not Kendrick fans. They're not Drake fans. They're just like, hey, I can change this because I want to.
And I feel like flipping this today.
And Drake's people have to go back and fix it.
They have
that's
to do
crazy. That's crazy.
I love this, man. Yo, this is an amazing. What a time to be alive. No pun intended. This is good, man. If we get some new hot shit between now and Tuesday,
it's gonna be Tuesday.
We got to be back Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going back to it's going to be Tuesday. We're back.
We on a regularly scheduled. This is a little offset. You know?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool.
Cinco de Mayo.
I don't like when you say Nick.
Cinco de. We ain't off you either, nigga. You put a charge in a big ass beer mug, nigga. You got that Panera bag crack in a beer mug.
Oh,
man.
Shit. Yo, where's my they be on one right now.
you see what happened when Drake dropped records and put batteries in his face?
Nah, nigga. You pick that shit up like it's okay, nigga. You ain't even poor. You dumped a charge in a big ass beer mug. And you thought this shit was sweet because you off tomorrow, nigga. And you still gonna try to go to sleep.
What you talking about? I work tomorrow.
Oh, man. That's off so tomorrow? Funny, bro.
Yeah,
you drink them shits for sport, nigga. Pour that shit down the sink, nigga.
Oh, man.
Yo, that nigga walked in Panera Bread like, I want this. Yo, when he got done pouring it to the top, he slammed it on the counter and drank it and then refilled the fuck out.
This nigga funny as hell. Drake can learn.
He grunted when he hit the door. And he got
this nigga call. Drake could learn a thing from thing. This nigga Drake could learn a thing or two from you right
he
now.
He can learn something. They be on another level right now.
No, but that, yo, that, that, that was funny.
I'm going in the house, nigga. I'm out. All right, man.
Holla at y'all, niggas. All
right, I love y'all, niggas, yo.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Word up.
Peace.
No, no outros and nothing. This nigga just said, I'm out. I just realized that, like, nigga, it's over.
Because he couldn't take
he's
it. He's
drunk
he,
and high as hell. Look, that's what
he had his fill. He couldn't do it no more. He was like, look, time is running out. Okay.
Like, I
only got so much slander that I could take. Okay.
He said, all right, man. Yo, we appreciate y'all for rocking out with us. You know what I mean? I do it for Hip Hop Podcast. All that good jazz. You can find us Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, Listen Notes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Spotify, and right here on YouTube. Holla at your boy. You know what I mean? If you want to get in contact with us, the best ways to do that is the email idoitforhiphop1@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on IG at idoitforhiphop_podcast. If you like the music we talking about, if you like what we talking about content wise, all that good stuff, make sure y'all give us likes, subscribe so you can stay alert whenever when we post the new episodes, all that kind of good jazz. And send us music that you think we should be listening to, you think we should be chopping up on this here show. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna be truthful, man. As long as this Kendrick Drake shit going on, yo, I think these streets is gonna be dry. Cause nobody wants to put music out.
Nobody.
When Kendrick and Drake is just gonna steal all of it.
They're gonna steal
No one cares about anybody dropping while Kendrick and Drake is out here in these streets. But if y'all got something, y'all think we should be chopping up on this here show, the best ways to get it to us again is the email idoitforhiphop1@yahoo.com. I'm fucking up. Or hit us up on IG at idoitforhiphop_podcast. You know what I mean? The best ways to follow us is the IG or go on to Facebook. I do it for hip hop podcast. I'm fucking up now.
Bro, nigga, was there anything else in that charge drink, nigga? Do you have something else in there?
Nah. And you could also hit me up directly at Great Pharaoh on X or on IG. GR8_PHARAOH. Boog, man, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
Yo, you can find me on Instagram at Mr. Can I Live One. That's MRCANILIVE, number one on Instagram. Still nothing from Kendrick.
Still nothing from Kendrick. All right, man.
Or Drake.
That's a good place to sign it off then, man. You know what I'm saying? I am Great Pharaoh, and I do it for hip-hop.
Yo, I'm Boog, and I do it for hip-hop. The concept.